It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam. It's like the old cartoons. You pop in. And Greg Flam.
Pop out of the side, right?
It's time for Swap Meet here on the Download 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call. You can tell us about all the memorabilia, the collectibles, the great stuff that you've had in the basement for a while now. Just the junk that you want to brag about. Whatever you like. Greg is here to help out, evaluate, and tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. You can find Greg at DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook. Greg, good to see you.
Hey, Justin. Good to see you guys.
How you been?
Good.
How's the picking?
Pretty good. Yeah, strong weekend last weekend, right?
Because it was nice out? Why? What's big about it?
Yeah, I can never put my finger on it. It just was busy last weekend. This weekend, there's some, but doesn't look as strong as last weekend, but you know, you take what the defense gives you.
This is those weekends that you dream about. You guys are tossing and turning. The picker community is just like, ah. Oh. And then you look like, just so much.
I got to work on a John Fox impersonation.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Rose got a good one.
Yep.
All right, 312-981-7200. Greg, what do you got? What'd you find this weekend?
Yeah, just a couple things. I got one of the last year of the Honey Bears, a poster of theirs. And it's,
yes.
It's got the fake signatures, but one of them did sign it in live ink. And I have to say, you know, we'll laugh at this, and I do laugh at it. But Honey Bear stuff is so collectible. I mean, that poster is probably $50 to $100.
That's an awesome poster.
Yeah, and it's even
How
missing
much
a little
corner.
About $50 to $100 for a poster. Yeah, I mean.
I love the fact that, I don't know, maybe one of the signatures was missed, and she's like, I'm filling it in.
Right. She had it filled in, and she signed it live, too. It's just so collectible, and there's hardly anything online because people are buying it up, and they stopped being a cheerleading unit.
Yeah, one of my, that was 86 after the Super Bowl, one of my cousins from the Weiner clan, Candy,
okay,
was a, a Honey Bear.
Honey Bear, yeah.
Yeah. But yep. I don't see her on this poster, so I don't know. It was more of a lore story, I'll be honest with you, like a legendary story from the family.
Maybe
you know
it was a year
cousin?
Before or something. Yeah.
Do you know your cousin was a honey bear? What is it, a honey bear?
Yep. And the other thing was just a portable reel-to-reel from like the late 60s.
Before we get to the reel-to-reel, yep. What do you got on the
cover? Is that Cheryl Burton?
There is. I was going to ask you that because you said... there's a woman in the middle who had Cheryl, a black woman. That looks like Cheryl. Yeah.
Yeah, ABC anchor.
That makes
another
$25 more.
Yep, I'm raising it.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, so now that's
if you want to
cool.
see Cheryl Burton at a young age as a honey bear,
there you
in
go.
A poster from 1986.
Yeah, we'll post a pic afterwards.
All right, and let's talk about the
So, and then I have a portable reel-to-reel from the late 60s, and this is the second one of this portable-style small reel-to-reel I've purchased. The first one I purchased had a great story. A Vietnam vet, while he was serving in Vietnam, sent back tapes to his girlfriend using this tape player.
Oh, wow.
And so, obviously, this was probably 2 years ago, he saw the same model listed and just thanked me up and down for posting that same model.
Because then he could play them and play them back.
And you could play them on any reel-to-reel, but he just really liked the sentimental value of having the exact same one that he recorded.
These are old school. Where'd you find that one?
Estate sale. You can get it for anywhere from $5 to $20. Yeah. And they run on batteries, you know, and it still worked. I mean, obviously, the first thing that goes on these is usually the rubber belt.
Right. Anything Honey Bear related about this item?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Well,
tapes, you know, you never know.
Going with a theme, a Honey Bear theme here
I
on
tried.
The download tonight, the swap meet.
Yep, I tried.
All right, 312-981-7200. I got to reach out. I got to find Candy and see if she's got some Honey Bear memorabilia. I didn't know it was so hot.
It is. It's hardly anything on eBay.
Like, what are they selling? Just pictures and
well, there's
pom-poms
some
8x10s like
on there of a couple of the Honey Bears, but as far as posters or any kind of promotional items, that would get you to decent money.
I mean, Cheryl's probably off the air at 10:30, right? The ABC News. We'd get her over here, and she could tell us in the second half about
that'd be awesome.
You know, what kind of memorabilia she has from the Cubby Bear, or from the, I keep calling the Cubby Bear.
Cubby Bear.
Honey Bears. Yep. I call her Huggy and Cubby already.
There you go.
Keep messing it up. The Honey Bears. All right, 312-981-7200. I got one from 847 for you.
Okay.
Vintage Braniff, B-R-A-N-I-F-F, International Airways, playing cards featuring a stewardess serving tea, blue uniform with silver teaser, open box, cards are perfect. Braniff International Airways playing cards.
Yeah, the airline stuff is pretty collectible. I'm not sure on Braniff. I'm going to say off
is
the bat.
Is that an old airline?
Yeah, old airline. And, you know, you find those quite often at estate sales, Eastern Airlines, United, TWA, Pan Am, all that. I pick them up when I can if they're less than a dollar or something. But they're, you're looking at probably 10 to 15. I'm looking up right now. And yeah, this is what I'm kind of getting. Actually, anywhere from 5 to 15.
Are there certain airlines that people are, like, gaga for, like a Pan Am? Or
usually, yeah, the ones that are defunct, Pan Am, Eastern.
TWA, if you will.
Right, anything that's no longer in the skies.
Yeah. Like the little wings they would give you?
Right, the little junior wings, yeah.
I got a pair of wings once when I think about this now, and I'm like, it just blows my mind. But my parents put me on a plane to California to see my grandparents. They lived in San Diego, L.A., and I just went. I just got on the plane and like at 7 years old.
You were cool with that?
Yeah. Like, so they gave me a little like the
The wings.
The wings.
Nice.
Which I promptly lost.
Yeah.
So they could be worth at least $2.50 at this point. $2
and no, probably $10 or $12.
All right. All right. Let's go to lines 312-981-7200. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, listen, I found a treasure trove last time I was rooting around in the attic.
All right.
I love it.
I don't know whether I saved them or the wife saved them, you know, so I wouldn't lose it all.
Okay.
But we got a bunch of $5 Desert Inn coupon, or chips, if you will.
Chips? Oh, yeah. Chips. Yeah, that's awesome.
Really?
And I assume Desert Inn's been raised quite some time
ago. Oh, yeah, yeah. And, again, the same thing. The casinos there are no longer. If you have chips from them, they can be quite expensive.
So you've got the chips from the Desert Inn, you're predating me, and I'm assuming Desert Inn's a Vegas hotel that was real hot Frank Sinatra-type place?
You got it. And they're in superb condition.
How many do you have?
I mean, quite a few.
Let's do this. Let's go back to Vegas. Let's go to one of the new places like the Cosmopolitan, walk up to the cage and be like, cashing out? And right. See what they do with them.
It looks like they're...
Nobody's in on that idea?
That sounds like a possible ploy, no doubt.
All right.
You
we could try it.
And you tell them, hey, listen, we want what it's worth. We want the $5, but we also want some interest because we got these back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, so the red that just has a red background with a $5 symbol.
It's red perimeter with two white slices three
right.
times. And then three, looks like crowns or something like that, diamond figures.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
Hardcore. That's some serious casino right there. Some diamonds on it.
Yeah, I can't find that one offhand, but they're all over the place. They're anywhere from 10 to I've seen some for 250.
Wow.
There's one here $800.
$800 wow. for a chip for a $5
chip. $5 chip, yeah.
That is Holy. Vegas.
So that's what I'm saying. You definitely got something there. I would check it out, or if you want to text us a picture of it, I can look it up during a commercial break for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Would you guys go on the Google principally or what?
Just any online site, eBay, Amazon, gotcha. Anywhere, but eBay probably is going to have that.
eBay is going to tell you what at least where it's at. You can look it up on eBay.
Yep.
Gotcha. We'll follow through with you, folks.
Sounds All right,
thank
good.
You.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
There you go.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, right? Let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Let's go to John. John, what do you want to brag about, John?
Yes, sir. I was adopted later in life. My father was 45 when he adopted me.
Okay.
I was going through some old stuff, you know, and I found my dad's uniforms from World War I.
Oh, wow.
And ration books to the metal plate pictures, you know, from 1901.
Right.
Damn.
You know, and a lot of postcards because my dad was in the Merchant Marines also.
Okay.
And they traveled all over the place.
So you collect
the
postcards.
And they used to have places where you would go and you would get you'd go out drinking with the guys or whatnot, and you would get your picture taken with all of them, and, you know, and they put it in a little booklet, and you know, it's just some weird stuff.
Yeah, no, that's some priceless stuff there.
I would never get rid of it, but I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, going, you
well,
know,
the World War, I would think the World War One uniform.
Yeah,
I mean that's some hardcore stuff, right?
Yeah, any World War One, World War Two, Civil War, all that stuff is so highly sought after.
Oh. And the nice part is my dad always took care of everything, and it was put in a position where it wouldn't rot or moths
right.
would get to it.
Yeah, it's hard enough to find World War II stuff now, let alone World War I. So,
you could go, and you know where you could make money if you ever were going to sell that? It's like sell it to Hollywood. You know, you could sell it to like a production company, costume shop or something. They'd probably be like, yeah, that's great. We'll put
It's pretty funny. You look at the three-quarter pants, and they're kind of shit.
Wow. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's my winner tonight. I love that.
If you do sell it, go to an auction house. You will definitely get some good money for that.
Don't sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would.
But I would wear it all the time.
I enjoy looking at it.
Don't sell it. Make it your pajamas. That's what I would do. All right, thanks, John.
You're a little too heavy.
A little too heavy, right?
Well, thanks, John.
It's good for the winter.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 312-981-7200. I love it. That's a good one, man.
Yeah, starting
off
hot.
How often do you see that where you get, you know, actual uniforms, like World War One
World War
Army
One,
uniforms,
I hardly ever see. I see.
Like with the pointy hat and stuff? Is that the German thing with the pointy the helmet?
Yeah, I guess that would be.
The bayonet? He's got bayonet, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm thinking All Quiet on the Western Front.
You know, it's not my expertise because I can never afford that stuff. I walk
really?
In, and
yeah.
if I do see World War II, it's like, I already know.
This is World War One, man.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's like
World War II, that's nothing. World War One. Wow.
Wow.
Dang, man. I like that a lot. All right, we're getting some good stuff coming in here. All right, let me throw these on you. Ready?
Yep.
847 says, I don't know if this is real or not. I have a $2 bill signed by Ernie Banks.
Nice.
I've got this $2 bill. What should I do? I don't know. I'll have a baseball player sign it.
$5 probably. I don't know.
Really?
30
I mean,
maybe.
But what would that even be? But I mean,
again, he should have even a blank sheet of paper with his signature probably be worth more than a $2 bill signed for him. You know,
it's $2.20.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
That's amazing. I love it. 312 says, you can see Braniff, the airline, at the end of every South Park episode. Yeah.
There you go. Well,
let's get to some of these calls. I got some good text as well, but let's get to some of these. Let's go to Paula. Paula, what do you want to brag about, Paula?
Well, I have a couple things. One is a tricolored light Olympia beer hanging sign, like neon sign.
It's like a lamp, like the lamp sign, right?
Love it. I'd be all over that.
Like the thing
like
that you would see in a
bar sign.
Yeah, like you'd
like
see in
a bar.
Right.
Sign. I took them in the window.
Right.
Okay.
And the other thing I have, we have 24 Playboy swizzle sticks for drinks.
Oh, we had this the other week. Yeah.
Plastic.
Yeah, I actually brought some in a week or two ago. I'd say about, let's see, I think I had about 10, and they go for about $25 to $30 for the swizzle sticks.
Like for a group of 10 or just one?
Yeah, group of 10. I mean, not many people sell them by themselves. The like orange, you know, like the clear plastic, if it's orange or like a red, those are worth a few dollars more than the black or the white ones.
Ours are all black.
Yeah, if they're all black, like I said, 10 go for about $25, $30. The bear sign, though, is your winner, and
it's only a winner if it's got that sort of brown, burnt-out bulb around it. Is it burnt out at all? That's my favorite when you see
it. Oh, no, it's not burnt out.
No.
It still lights up very brightly.
I like the burnt-out ones.
So is it backlit, or does it actually have, like, neon around it?
It's probably from the 50s or 60s.
Okay.
It is neon, like, through tubing.
Okay.
That's
good.
Some Freon stuff there. That's some bad news. Don't break that bulb.
Yeah, you're probably in the $300 to $700 range, I want to say.
Holy cow.
Yeah, if you want to text a picture, too, I could probably, you know, get a better price for you on that.
There you go. All right, thanks, Paula.
That would be awesome. Thank you so
thanks
much.
For calling.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got some great stuff here, but I'm going to take a break because we didn't take a break at the half, so I want to take a break and get us caught up here. Dwayne, John, we got to get to John. John, that's a good one. Steve as well on the line. We got so many texts. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll get an update from Rob on the news, and then we'll get to everybody before the end of Swap Meet tonight here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam. It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. This is our great segment we do once a week where we brag about all the collected junk, memorabilia, and fun stuff that we've accumulated over the years. And Greg evaluates. He'll tell you if it's worth anything or if it's cool or if it's just another drop in the bucket. It's just something everybody's got.
Yep.
Like early on, we found out everyone's got one of those towels or posters from when the Pope came.
The Pope came, yep. Yep. And
you think you got one of those towels that when the Pope came and you think you're special? You're not special.
That's right.
All right, let's get to this. They got a lot of people on the line. They stayed through the news. I appreciate that. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, what do you want to brag about, Dwayne?
I have postcards signed by Moonlight Doc Graham.
Moonlight Doc Graham.
Of all the things I couldn't find.
What is that? What is Moonlight Graham? Is that an artist?
Did you ever see the movie where they, if you build it, he will come?
The Field of Dreams? Yeah. That's usually
Doc
called
Graham
Field
of Dreams. Doc Graham is a real
person. Oh,
and he was a doctor in a small town in Minnesota. Okay. And I remember my family lived there, and he sent postcards whenever he would travel.
Oh, cool.
That one you stumped me with.
I like that. But that's cool you've got that,
right.
Though. Yeah.
It is cool.
Did your family know him?
Yeah. It was a family physician.
Oh. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
Well, it's rare. I mean, it's not showing up on any of the things, so there might be some Moonlight Graham
Google
friends
it,
here. But
it doesn't exist. Yeah, it's not there. So okay. I was just curious if he had any idea.
No,
nothing.
Sorry.
But it's
help
cool.
It is.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Well,
thanks,
thanks,
Dwayne.
A lot.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to John. I like this one. John, what do you want to brag about?
Well, I've got a couple of, I think it's Weber and wire recorders, which are like the precursor to reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Sure, right.
Wow.
What condition is yours in? What would you say?
Well, one of them is functional. Last time I tried to run it, it does. And the other one, I got it a swap meet or something.
Sure.
And the
third one's in the Trump Tower.
There you go. You're the one that's working. You're probably in the $200 to $300 range. The one that might need work, you could dump it for $70, maybe $80.
So what? How does it work? What's a wire recorder? Is it wires?
Well,
it's not tape.
Reel to reel wire tape recorder work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This has got a spool, but there's a thin wire on it, and you run it through and around the take-up reel, and it works the same way as a...
Yeah, right. It's just wires instead of tape, right?
Yeah, they look really cool, though. That's the thing. They look better than most reel-to-reel.
I love it, man.
Just as a display piece.
Love it! John, I love that one. It's my favorite of the night. Although, no, I already said that. There was one earlier that it was my favorite of the night.
The next one will be.
John, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Steve. Steve, what do you want to brag about, Steve?
I was at a flea market in Rosemont, and I ran across a poster that's 14 by 21. It's like on a hard backing.
Right, cardstock.
And it says the president and Jackie Kennedy. It says Dallas welcomes the president and Jackie Kennedy. It's like a blue.
No.
Right. No, I found that. Yeah, that's a good one. But they're about $15 to $40, to be honest.
So it's like the poster welcoming the president to the... Like a day
that's
before
he
gets shot?
It's the exact photo of them coming down, and she's holding the roses, and it's got a number on it. That has to be after the fact, right? Because it couldn't have been printed.
Yeah, well, how would they print, like, a picture of them in the car or walking down?
Yeah. What is it worth?
Most of the Jackie and JFK posters, I can't tell you, because yours is Dallas-specific, but most of that size on the cardstock poster are between 15 and 40. I am still trying to find maybe the exact one, like for Dallas. But if you message me through Facebook or something, I can do a little more research.
Yeah, look
for
it up.
Do
so that would
picker.
Be worth more money then, right?
It could be, yeah, if it's Dallas specific and when it was printed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
all
it's
right,
got
Steve.
A number on it, 196.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
There you go, 196. All right, let's get into some, I think we've inspired some talk of...
wire recorders?
No, World Wars.
Oh, okay.
Got a lot of army sort of memorabilia coming through right now. Let's go to James. James, what do you got, James? What do you want to brag about?
I have an old medicine bottle that was from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all engraved with Japanese words and everything. And there's a letter inside, a little note that said that it was actually the doctor worked on President Teddy Roosevelt.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bottle itself isn't that much, anywhere from 10 to 100. But
so wait, it's a medicine bottle from Japan?
Yeah, it's a...
But they worked on President Teddy Roosevelt?
I guess.
Isn't that a couple years before Japan? I feel like this is... Yep. I feel like this is one of those weird kind of puzzle-like word games.
Right.
Well, be honest with you, you know, I have been looking it up on eBay and everything of some of the old medicine bottles from Japan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's variations of them and everything. Right. But some of them I did find said that most of the doctors over in Japan that came to the United States were only allowed certain medicine bottles.
Right.
And this is one of them.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah,
again,
the bottle itself could be 10 to 100. The letter inside could change that. You definitely have to have that checked out.
All right. All right, check it out. Thanks, James.
Thanks for calling.
That's a good one. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what do you want to brag about? What do you got?
I have a card in front of me from the Japanese Imperial Army.
Whoa.
Wow.
My brother fell at Bataan, was in the Bataan Death March, survived it, and was imprisoned in Philippine military prison camp number 2.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's a card from the Imperial Japanese Army, and it's marked censored, and they have printed words there, I am interned at, and then it says it was Billy Bud.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he was a yeoman.
You should give that. You know, I mean... it's one thing to be able to say, yes, I don't know what that is even worth, but I would say you should contact like the History Museum or something, because that's the kind of stuff that you could see in the Smithsonian or possibly in the museums in Chicago, because they would take an interest in that's just such a moving part of our history.
Yeah, there's no way to put a price on that.
Yes, we have also a letter when he was freed from the office of the governor at that time, Dwight Green, telling us that he was glad that we are overjoyed at the prospect of seeing my brother again. I have telegrams.
Where's your brother from? Was he from this area?
He was born in Czechoslovakia. I have his passport yet, and he came to the United States at the age of 14. He joined the Navy to see the world. He was on the USS New York.
Wow.
I even have his picture from Great Lakes Training Camp from 1931.
Yeah, you got a great story there, and like Justin said, you should take that to one of those societies that would
absolutely
really appreciate.
This is kind of stuff I would want to see and I'd want to learn about.
It's all brown and fragile, and except for the papers from the Navy Department, of course, that was good paper.
Well, Elizabeth, thanks for sharing your brother's story. That's
that's
but
really
you got
interesting.
My ire up when you said World War II. Oh,
you did it! I said that you're right. You're right. You're absolutely
came down to the kitchen to call you on my landline.
That's awesome,
Elizabeth. Thanks for calling. As a matter of fact, I just stopped short of going, this is the best one of the night, because I felt like I've been overdoing it. But this one,
that was a
this
great
one
story.
Right here is the best, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Whew.
Wow.
That's a great, tonight's great. There's we've got a World War I uniform.
Yep.
Letters of internment from the Bataan Death March, Japanese internment camps.
Yeah, that is something we'll probably never hear about again as far as another person, with an item.
630 says he has a pair of Fruit of the Loom Tidy Whitey signed by Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, man. How do you go from?
This is the best swap meet ever.
All right,
let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the swap meet tonight. We got a lot of texts to get through, as well as people on the line. 312-981-7200. Swap meet, Greg Flamm. Stay with us. All right, Greg Flamm back here. 312-981-7200. It's the download. Patty Vasquez coming up here at 11 o'clock. All right, we got a lot to get through. So let's go ahead and go to the texts. We'll go rapid fire through some of this stuff.
Okay.
217 says, I have 15,000 Star Wars CCG playing cards. What is that?
They were like trading cards, and That's a pretty large collection. The, what I was finding is for about 1,500 cards. About
maybe that's what they mean.
$300 for 15. Lost my train of thought. about 1,500 cards goes for about $300. So,
all right, so
multiply 3,000, that out, I guess. Yeah.
I did the math in my head right there.
Brain cramp.
I was told there'd be no math.
Yeah.
630, I have a 12-inch tall toy of the Japanese monster Gamera, signed by two actors from the film Gamera vs. Virus. Virus.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those online. They're about $20 to $30, depending on condition.
Oh, really?
So
I was thinking that'd be like, that was the jackpot.
Yeah, I was hoping to.
312 says, I have a copy of Dear Dead Days. Is that worth it? What is that? What is that? Dear Dead Days. Is that a book?
A book, yeah. And it's between,
you're not really big on the books.
Yeah, I'm not, but I did books. Find it. I was able to. What $40 to $65.
Wow. Yeah. What is Dear Dead Days? What is it?
Don't, you're asking the wrong person.
That's probably something that they're all snickering, like, can't believe you're talking about Dear Dead Days.
Nope.
630 says, I have a Nazi dagger from World War II. My grandpa took from a dead Nazi soldier, found him dead, and a crosswords didn't kill him.
Okay.
Just to let you know that.
The backstory, I don't know what that's worth, but the dagger is 100 to 200.
Wow.
Depending on condition as well. And they're pretty rare. I was only able to find one.
Wow. This is one of my favorites. I swear, these are great tonight. Yep. This is so good. 630. I have several poker chips from the Rock Garden Club, one of Al Capone's illegal gambling and speakeasy bars. Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
that. That's great. That's what I'm talking about. That's the heart and soul of the swap meet right there.
There it is. That's what we want.
You nailed it. Nailed it, 630. Thank you.
Yep.
And you can't find it anywhere?
I can't find it.
That's because Al Capone doesn't make it easy for you.
That's right.
Al Capone's not your eBay gangster.
Right. He doesn't want his stuff.
He's all that information's hidden in some secret chamber somewhere.
Yep.
Diet Right Cola. Clock? Yeah. They sent a picture of it, a diet sugar-free Diet Right Cola clock. It looks like it's old. The light works, the clock works.
Yeah, if it's in great condition, they're about $250, $300.
What?
Yeah. And
you got to be kidding me.
I would be all over that if I could afford that.
Why? What was it like? I just love that Diet Right?
Anything mid-century modern. I love just that era. I tend to buy anything. And
so that's nothing to do with Diet Right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows Diet Right was a soda, but it's more the design of it. It just screams, you know, 1960s, 1950s, you know, 70s even.
219 says he's got a Commodore 64 keyboard and monitor and disk drive, working condition.
That's awesome. I have the same.
Look at you.
I don't have the monitor, though, so I already know what that's worth. It's about, with the monitor all working, probably $300, $250, $300. There's actually a Commodore 64 Facebook group
that you could trade it in for like a working working gateway for $300.
Right. With a DVD burner.
More World War II stuff tonight. 360's got a World War II Japanese rifle with the original bayonet.
Yeah, that I couldn't find yet.
All markings still on it. Wow, that's eerie.
Yeah.
I get freaked out by the enemy soldier stuff. Because I'm always like, it's like a...
What always strikes me is that can't happen these days. Like, you know, people aren't, you know, soldiers really can't bring back stuff because they probably get inspected it's probably a lot more monitored.
That's why you don't see stuff from, you know, oh, I was fighting ISIS and look what I got.
Right. You know, I think that's what makes it even more special.
Oh, interesting. 847 says, unearthing grandpa's debris and came across a zinc full-size statue of the goddess Liberty, 1940s.
Wow.
Contacted by Christie's in New York, auctioned off in January by auction for $38,000. Thanks, Grandpa. Wow.
That was a nice present.
Nice work. There. Nice work. $38,000.
Wow.
Could you imagine being up in the attic and being like, what's this? Is this zinc?
Yep.
It's a statue? Let's break it.
I heard an awful story the other night. You know, someone was passing away. They said the notes in such and such, like, drawer. And then when the person passed, you know, they left a note and basically said, there's no money in the note. Just like, that's
harsh.
Love. Nothing
that's
says
harsh.
Love like that.
All right. Let's get through some of these new ones. We'll see what we can get through. Stratomatic baseball game from the 70s. Let's try that one out.
We had that one before, yeah.
847 says, let's move on from that one. 847 says, we had authentic World War I helmets. authentic swords, bayonets, and much more debris. Two-way radios carried in war over soldiers' shoulders, like the ones carried in MASH.
Yeah, the heavy
It's all authentic. We think Pops was hoarding it before it was popular. We'd like to think he was just a great collector, but...
Yeah, no, that's... you definitely got some great stuff there.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, I can't even begin to tell you what that's... Like I said, it's just something that's way out of my realm.
All right, let's see what we got. There's a lot of stuff coming in here. Oh, I see. 312 says, Dear Dead Days is a collection of photos and newspaper articles published by Charles Adams of the Adams Family fame.
Okay.
I have a brick from Old Comiskey Park in a display case.
Nice.
That went distributed to local politicians only. Okay. Oh, in the local politician clout.
There you go.
Someone knows a streets and sand commissioner. Be able to get one of those.
I'm trying to find
maybe a committeeman. We'll take it. I like that.
Yeah, about they're $20 to $100.
Hmm. 847 says, I have a sword worn by a member of the Colombian Guard in the 1893 World's Fair.
Okay.
I have a sword worn by a member of the Colombian Guard. It just says it over and over and over.
Hmm.
It was my great-grandfather's.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to look that up.
Now, I get confused on which World's Fair it was, because I think it was more like the whatever the one was later. Melissa Thodos was telling me, and we didn't get a chance to get into it, that the Auditorium Theater was built whenever the Auditorium Theater was built, maybe 100 years or so ago.
Okay.
It was built 2 years before the World's Fair came to Chicago. And it was the reason why they chose Chicago, because they had the big theater. If they didn't, they would have probably passed Chicago. And I don't think it's the one. Is it the 1893? There more than one World Fair? Yeah, there's two.
There
right?
was. Yeah, I was
1893
watching,
in like 1930s or 20s or.
I want to say 1893 or whatever that one sounds right.
Yeah,
was that the one where basically we were like the beginners of the electricity? That was the big reason they picked Chicago. They wanted to make an example for electricity
probably,
moving forward.
I feel like there were a couple 1903. I need to figure that out. Someone will tell us.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many, and we're not going to get to them. We only have a minute left, and I feel like there are a million. There's not a million. There's like 20. Yep. But there's 20 texts that just came in. I'll just read them real quick. And we can do this more next week, next when Greg's back. But I've got a World War II Japanese occupation money in various denominations.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Yes, they said the second one was a Columbian exposition in 1933.
Okay.
I was right. So I said 30s.
You're
right.
Yep.
I think that's the one. Zenith Radio Works turntable doesn't yet. It's a picture of like a cool, like, armoire.
Okay.
630 says, I have a story behind the poker chips, the Al Capone poker chips. Maybe next week and call in and tell it. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Hello.
Sure.
Life magazine from 1945, perfect condition, concentration camp pictures inside that are very hard to look at. Yikes.
Wow.
And we really hit a nerve on World War II.
We did.
Yeah. Let's see what else. I don't know much about baseball. A Cubs souvenir with a picture of an original Wrigley Field and the picture sewn into the ball.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's do these calls real quick. Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, quickly.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, what do you want to brag about?
Okay, I've got a 45. It's on the VJ label, and I think that's in Chicago, and it's the Beatles, Do You Want to Know a Secret? And the flip side is Thank You, Girl. And then I've also got one that's under the label of Swan, which I never heard of. It looks like it might have been out of Philadelphia. She Loves You, and the back side, it says, I'll Get You.
Wow.
I love it. She Loves You is the first one,
yeah,
and
some
the
B-side
is I'll Get You.
Some of those VJ ones are right. really the winners. They're like $200 to $700.
Really?
I'm trying to find your exact one that you had.
Do you want to know a secret?
Okay, yeah.
Yes. I love secrets on call-in radio.
I love this segment.
That one,
I wish it was longer.
Yeah, but if you write through Facebook.
What's the secret?
What was it?
What's the secret?
That was the song. Yeah.
No, it's a record. Yeah. The record. Do you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to give us a secret.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Not mine.
All right.
We're out of time, but if you write through Facebook, I'll get your prices on the other one.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.
Okay, thanks very
Thank
much.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Can we get one more in? Let's get one more in. Jim, you got the last. We got just a quick second. What do you want to brag about?
Man, I've got a kimono from Tokyo Rose, the radio lady in World War II.
Yeah, that's a good one. Kimono?
It was given to my mom. She had a shop here in Chicago up on Clark Street.
Wow.
You look it up online, you can check it out. She was, I couldn't believe it, but I've got it.
That's awesome.
And that is awesome.
All right, Jim. Thanks, man. Thanks.
All right, man. Good show.
Thank you.
That's a great way to end it, man. Come on. What a show.
The World War.
That was a great combination of great things that have value and also awesome things to brag about.
Yep, nice.
Greg Flamm, DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. He joins us weekly here to do Swap Meet. We'll do it again, I think, next Wednesday, right? We got a show next Wednesday? I think we do.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Justin.